This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to today's deep dive. So our mission today is to kind of figure out why your natural instinct to, you know, move fast and iterate might actually be the exact thing destroying your business growth.
Yeah, it's a huge shift. I mean, we've spent the last decade basically worshiping at the altar of the pivot, right? And now, well, the underlying architecture of the internet is actually actively punishing that behavior.
Which is wild to think about. And we're looking at a very specific phenomenon today where this urge to constantly tweak and change digital strategies goes from being like a helpful agile practice to a fatal error.
Exactly. It's totally fatal in the modern landscape.
So our compass for unpacking all this is a really highly focused 2026 piece. It's titled Digital Campaign Review Stop Marketing Inconsistency. And it comes from Jo Medico. She's the director of client services at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right. What makes her perspective so valuable here is that she really sits right at the intersection of high-level algorithmic theory and, well, actual client panic.
Actual client panic. Yeah, the day-to-day stress of it.
Yes. She's analyzing these really high-stakes strategies for businesses that are scaling their marketing.
Yee.
But I love that her bio also notes she actively steps away to spend time outdoors, you know, or at local cafes.
Right. Which means she has this really grounded view of the digital noise. And that's essential because, let's be real, we're dealing with a deeply human psychological flaw today.
We really are. The tension between human psychology and, like, machine learning timelines is basically the core of her entire framework.
And just to be super clear right up front, if you're managing a budget or a team right now, we are not here to read an infomercial for this specific agency.
Yeah, not at all.
We are just extracting their 2026 framework on how AI and search engines actually process brand consistency because, I mean, it completely rewrites the rules of engagement.
It really is. It changes everything.
So ask yourself, have you ever launched a project, maybe an aggressive new market expansion or even just a personal habit, and when the needle doesn't move in those first 3 weeks, your brain just screams at you to hit the giant red reset button?
Oh man, that temptation is so universal. We are completely wired to crave immediate, visible returns on our effort.
Yeah, we want the dopamine hit right away.
Exactly. When a system doesn't yield immediate feedback, our default assumption is just, well, the mechanics are broken. We want to tear the engine apart and rebuild it with new parts.
Right.
But the financial reality of acting on that impatience, it's catastrophic when you apply it to modern marketing budgets. The source frames this around a business that has scaled to a pretty substantial investment, say $15,000 a month.
Which is a lot of money to just, you know, play around with. Yeah. When a leadership team is authorizing a 15 grand monthly spend, they aren't looking for a series of chaotic experiments.
No, they want a machine.
Right. They're trying to buy a predictable system, an engine that generates pipeline while they sleep. But that very financial pressure, it breeds anxiety. And that anxiety pulls them into what the article identifies as the pivot trap.
The pivot trap, yeah, which is essentially just motion disguised as progress.
Wow, motion disguised as progress. I like that.
Right. Because think about it. A company launches a campaign targeting, say, enterprise workflow automation. 30 days go by. The enterprise sales cycle is naturally really slow, and the immediate revenue just isn't there.
So the leadership panics.
They absolutely panic. They mandate a pivot.
Yeah.
So the next month, they roll out a completely new messaging angle, maybe focused on small business productivity. And then a few weeks later, they shift their entire ad spend from LinkedIn to TikTok.
Because they're just chasing whatever they think will work faster.
Exactly. They're constantly overhauling the creative, the target audience, the core offer. It never ends.
It feels akin to trying to plant a seed, right? But then digging it up every 30 days to check if the roots are growing.
Oh, that's a perfect analogy.
And then, you know, blaming the soil when the plant dies. It's like trying to train a machine learning model, but you just keep swapping out the training data every 3 weeks.
Yeah, the model never converges because the parameters keep wildly fluctuating. You're interrupting the exact stabilization process you were paying all that money to foster.
And what makes this trap so pervasive is how the marketing industry actually masks the failure. The article introduces this brilliant term for it, the fluff filter.
The fluff filter. I love that term.
It sounds like, I don't know, the defense mechanism of every underperforming campaign manager out there.
Oh, it absolutely is. The fluff filter is all that dense, highly technical jargon used to basically explain away a dry pipeline.
Right, when the leads just aren't coming in.
Right. So when an executive demands to know why their 15 grand didn't produce qualified leads, they are handed this like 40-page report. Uh-huh. And it's full of terms like algorithmic headwinds or shifting upper funnel paradigms.
Micro-conversion anomalies.
Yes, exactly. It's just a smokescreen designed to validate the constant pivoting. But executives, they don't deal in fluff. They operate on binary outcomes. Like, we allocated X capital. Did we return Y revenue?
And the tragic irony is that by demanding that immediate Y revenue, the executive is usually the one forcing the pivot that ruins the campaign in the first place.
Exactly. It's a completely vicious cycle.
But, okay, wait. I have to play devil's advocate here for a second, because this kind of flies in the face of, like, startup gospel, doesn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, we're constantly told that agility is the ultimate competitive advantage. You know, move fast and break things. Silicon Valley basically built a trillion-dollar ecosystem on the ability to pivot rapidly based on market feedback. So why is speed suddenly the enemy of market dominance here?
And that tension is exactly why this 2026 framework is so vital.
Mm.
Look, agility is still valuable, of course, but true agility requires a rigid, stable foundation.
A stable foundation. Okay.
Right. You cannot pivot effectively if you are constantly changing the structural coordinates of your brand. The fundamental technological shift of this 2026 landscape is that search engines and AI models, they're no longer stateless.
Meaning they don't just like forget everything the moment you leave the page.
Right. They don't just scan information in a vacuum anymore. They remember it.
So they shifted from being these transient directories to stateful memory systems.
Precisely. The piece calls this the guru insight of the current era, consistency compounding.
Consistency compounding.
Yeah. Historically, a search engine crawler was relatively simple. It would just scan the text on your landing page to see if your keywords matched a user's search query in that exact moment. It was a one-to-one transaction.
Just a quick matching game.
Exactly. But AI models today, like Google Gemini and ChatGPT, they operate on a deeply sophisticated knowledge graph. They aren't merely indexing text, they are synthesizing an entity.
An entity with a capital E. So they are mapping like semantic relationships. They're trying to conceptualize the multidimensional identity of a brand, who you actually are, the specific problems you solve, and I guess the historical reliability of your solutions.
Yes, and that conceptualization requires an enormous amount of stable data. The AI observes your content, it cross-references it with user dwell time, social signals, topical authority.
It's watching everything.
Everything.
Okay.
And it attempts to build a verifiable profile of your ideal customer. The machine is actively trying to figure out how to win for you, but it desperately requires a consistent data stream to form those neural connections.
Which totally explains why the pivot trap is fatal. Imagine you're driving a car and you rely on an AI navigation system, right?
Yeah.
You input the destination as enterprise logistics.
Okay, sure.
The AI starts calculating the optimal route. It's analyzing traffic patterns, road conditions, but 5 minutes later, you just change the destination to consumer supply chain.
Oh, I see where you're going.
And then 10 minutes after that, you change it again to local delivery. The AI isn't just confused, it literally has to scrap all the computational weight it just built and recalculate the entire vector from scratch.
That is exactly it. The system never actually gets you out of the driveway because it's permanently trapped in a state of recalculation.
Wow.
And in algorithmic terms, this constant recalculation absolutely destroys your confidence score.
Confidence score. Okay, this sounds like the hidden currency of the 2026 web. How exactly is the AI calculating that?
So a confidence score is basically the metric of certainty an AI assigns to your entity. When a user asks an AI for a solution, the model wants to provide the single most authoritative preferred answer.
Right. It doesn't want to just offer 10 blue links anymore.
No, it wants to offer the definitive truth. To do that, it evaluates the historical consistency of your brand's message. If you have communicated a highly specific singular value proposition to a consistent audience over a long period, your confidence score peaks.
And conversely, I assume if you fall into the pivot trap, the AI looks at your historical data, sees this chaotic, fragmented identity, and just lowers your score.
Drastically. It mathematically cannot cite you as the preferred answer because the variance in your data makes you a statistical liability.
You become too risky to recommend. Like building a reputation in a small town. If you show up 1 week as a plumber, the next week as a baker, and then the third week as a mechanic, the town gossips or the AI algorithms won't recommend you to anyone because they don't trust they know who you actually are.
That's a great way to put it. Consistency is the technical backbone of market ownership. Without it, you are actively degrading the machine-verifiable trust that dictates modern visibility.
Okay, so if we accept that changing the vector breaks the math, the operational question immediately becomes about the mandatory stabilization period, right? How much time exactly do we need?
Right, you need a timeline.
Once you understand that the AI needs a massive volume of consistent data to assign a high confidence score, you have to define that timeline. The source outlines a very strict 90-day roadmap, basically shifting a brand from just renting temporary attention to fundamentally owning a position in the AI's knowledge graph.
And that timeline is pretty much non-negotiable because it's tied directly to how data compounds in these models. It breaks down into three distinct phases.
Let's break those down. So the first bucket is days 1 through 30. The article labels this the learning phase.
Right.
Logically, this has to be the period of highest friction, I'd assume. You are injecting a new semantic concept into the ecosystem, and the AI is merely observing the baseline.
Yeah, it's just mapping the initial nodes. It's checking bounce rates, scroll depths, and interaction quality to see if the human behavior actually matches the claims on the page.
So during this learning phase, you are essentially a shadow entity.
Pretty much. The AI is validating your existence. It's not rewarding you yet. And this is precisely when the executive team is most likely to panic because they're burning that 15 grand and seeing minimal immediate conversions.
Right. The lagging indicators are empty.
Exactly. But if they could just resist the urge to pivot, they cross the threshold into days 31 through 90, which is the authority phase.
Because the baseline data has finally stabilized, the AI has observed enough consistent interaction to confidently map the entity to a specific user intent.
Yes. And the compounding effect really begins here. The AI starts dynamically routing higher intent traffic to your assets because its confidence score is rising.
It actually understands who is most likely to engage with your specific message.
Exactly. As the targeting becomes algorithmically sharper, your engagement rates climb, and your cost per acquisition, your CPA, begins a downward trajectory.
So the machine has finally learned the parameters of the game and is actively optimizing the strategy on your behalf.
Which leads to the final threshold.
Yeah.
Day 91 and beyond. This is the ownership phase. By sustaining the exact same message and targeting for a full quarter, your confidence score reaches a saturation point.
Meaning you aren't fighting for recognition anymore.
Right. You are established as the preferred answer within your specific niche. Your pipeline transitions from relying on sporadic, manual interventions into a self-sustaining, predictable engine.
That distinction between renting and owning is profound. The legacy pivot-heavy model was purely reactionary. You were essentially renting clicks from Google Ads, living in a constant state of anxiety that your budget was being drained by bots.
Oh, constantly. Or mismatched intent, because the AI never had time to optimize the filter. You were just buying chaotic traffic spikes.
And resetting the learning epoch every single time you panicked.
Exactly. The 2026 compounding system eliminates that mid-campaign interference. Every dollar of that monthly budget stops being an isolated expense and becomes an investment in a permanent compounding asset.
Your entity's confidence score.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but I have to push back a little on the rigidity of this 90-day rule.
Okay, go for it.
We are assuming the initial strategy was sound, but what if a campaign genuinely stinks? What if the creative messaging completely misses the mark or the offer is entirely uncompetitive?
That's a fair question.
Are we basically forcing a company to blindly set 15 grand on fire every month for a full quarter, purely out of subservience to an AI learning phase? That seems like gross negligence. How do you distinguish between a campaign that just needs time to compound and one that is legitimately bleeding out?
That is a critical operational vulnerability. And the source addresses it really well through the sophisticated tracking of leading versus lagging indicators. The mistake most leadership teams make is measuring a day 15 campaign against a day 90 lagging indicator.
Like closed enterprise revenue.
Exactly.
Right. So that's like evaluating a marathon runner's final time based on their first mile split.
Beautifully said, yes. You have to look at the micro mechanics. The AI isn't waiting for a signed contract to update its confidence score. It's using localized real-time engagement data.
Ah, okay. So a professional digital campaign review relies entirely on how the AI interprets those leading indicators. Like, are users engaging with the ad copy? What is the localized click-through rate?
Exactly. And once they hit the landing page, is the AI registering deep dwell time and multi-page session duration? If those leading indicators show strong, sustained user intent, the mechanical foundation of the campaign is sound.
It simply requires the full 90-day cycle for that intent to compound into the lagging indicator of a closed sale.
Right. The mechanics are working, the AI is successfully mapping the nodes, and you just need to let the math play out.
But if the leading indicators are toxic, like if you have an immediate 90% bounce rate, zero scroll depth, and aggressive user exit signals, the AI is mapping a negative relationship.
And that is the only scenario where a rapid pivot is statistically justified, because the data itself is demanding it, not human impatience.
So you rely on the algorithmic feedback loop, not the emotional state of the CEO.
Precisely. You take the emotion out of it.
But let's look at the macro environment for a second. Markets are intensely dynamic, right? A competitor releases a disruptive new feature, or, I don't know, a global event shifts consumer priorities. You cannot run the exact same static message from 2026 for the next 5 years out of some paralyzing fear of resetting your confidence score.
Oh, of course not.
Innovation is mandatory. So how does a company safely evolve its messaging or test new markets without fracturing the entire entity profile they just spent 90 days building?
Well, the framework provides a very specific methodology for this. It's designed to protect the confidence score while still allowing for aggressive innovation. They define it as the champion versus challenger strategy.
Champion versus challenger. It implies a direct data-driven confrontation rather than just throwing A-B tests at the wall to see what sticks.
Yeah, it introduces rigorous statistical discipline to innovation. You treat your current proven strategy, the messaging that has survived the 90-day compounding phase,
yep,
and earned the high confidence score, as the reigning champion. It is the backbone of your predictable pipeline. The cardinal rule of this framework is that you never, under any circumstances, pause or alter the champion simply because a new idea was proposed in a boardroom.
So you don't dismantle your primary revenue engine just because the marketing director read a trendy blog post on a Sunday morning.
Exactly. The champion remains isolated and protected. It continues to feed the AI the consistent data it expects. When you want to innovate, you formulate that new messaging or new offer as the challenger.
And then what? You test them head to head.
Sort of. You allocate a restricted, specific portion of your resources, perhaps 15% of your ad spend and traffic volume, to run the challenger in parallel.
So it's basically a title boxing match. The reigning champion stays in the center of the ring, doing what it does best. The challenger doesn't get to win by looking visually sleeker or having a more clever tagline.
Nope. Aesthetics don't matter to the math.
It has to survive a brutal 90-day shadow testing period. It must mathematically prove with high statistical confidence that it can acquire customers at a lower CPA or a higher lifetime value than the champion.
And this is key. It must sustain that outperformance over the full compounding cycle. If the challenger only spikes in the first week because of novelty but degrades in month two, the champion retains the title.
Wow. Okay, so you only migrate your core strategy. You only risk shifting the AI's understanding of your entity when the challenger delivers a total knockout in the data.
Yes. That level of discipline removes the emotional roller coaster from growth marketing. It replaces the frantic guesswork of the pivot trap with a highly controlled empirical system.
You're optimizing your proven assets while simultaneously isolating the risk of your experimental theories.
Exactly. And the source crystallizes this dynamic perfectly near the conclusion. They basically say, in the modern digital ecosystem, you rarely need more traffic. You need greater algorithmic trust.
Algorithmic trust.
Right. The businesses that achieve exponential growth are the ones possessing the restraint to stay rigorously consistent while they watch their competitors constantly pivot themselves into complete obscurity.
Pivoting themselves into obscurity, that captures the existential threat perfectly. Because if you change your structural coordinates every 30 days, the AI knowledge graph simply bypasses you.
Yeah.
You become a digital ghost because your data is just too volatile to index.
In a landscape governed by stateful memory, obscurity is the mathematical penalty for impatience.
Well said. Synthesizing this entire framework, I mean, it completely changes how we need to approach strategy. We're operating in an era where agility without an anchored foundation is just expensive chaos.
That's exactly right.
If you want to leverage AI models like Gemini and ChatGPT to drive growth, you have to feed those algorithms the one thing they crave most: structural consistency. You must allow the multidimensional entity of your brand to compound over time.
It requires overriding our basic human instinct to panic during that learning phase. You have to anchor your decisions in the leading indicators, those localized engagement metrics the AI is actually using to adjust its confidence scores.
And just endure the full 90-day roadmap from renting attention to owning the market authority.
Right. And when the market demands innovation, you utilize that champion versus challenger protocol to ensure every strategic evolution is insulated from risk and backed by impenetrable 90-day data.
So if you're analyzing your own initiatives right now, whether you're deploying a massive corporate budget, scaling a side project, or heck, even trying to establish personal thought leadership, you really have to ask yourself a hard question. Are you constantly recalculating your GPS route because you lack the discipline to let the system work?
Or are you allowing your consistency to compound into undeniable authority?
It demands a fundamental rewiring of our expectations, prioritizing long-term systemic trust over short-term vanity metrics. And, you know, there's one final implication of this entire framework that extends far beyond corporate marketing budgets, and it's something you should seriously evaluate regarding your own digital footprint.
Oh, this is a fascinating angle.
Right. We have spent this entire deep dive analyzing how AI models in 2026 synthesize an entity for a business, vigorously calculating a confidence score based on the unwavering consistency of its messaging over time.
But the underlying algorithms evaluating that systemic trust, they are entirely agnostic to whether the subject is a corporation or a human being.
That is exactly the point. You have to wonder how long will it be, or perhaps it's already happening, before these exact same AI models begin assigning confidence scores to us as individuals.
It's almost certainly happening.
When a system like ChatGPT or Gemini crawls the entirety of your personal digital footprint, your professional updates, your published articles, the shifting focus of your public projects, what specific entity does the knowledge graph construct for you?
It really forces you to audit your own historical data. If your digital presence is just this fragmented history of abandoned projects and endless pivots, what is your personal algorithmic reliability?
Right. When the machine attempts to conceptualize who you are and what you are an authority on, does it find a deeply rooted compounding identity? Or does it look at your data and see an entity that is permanently trapped in the learning phase, constantly hitting the giant red reset button?
It is a really sobering lens through which to view our own instinct for constant reinvention.
It really is. Think very carefully before you execute your next pivot. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you on the next one.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.